Okay. Do you want to tell me your name?
Willie Juniby.
And where are you from, Willie?
I live here. I was born here.
How old are you?
60.
Is that your Indian name?
No, well, it's white man name, but baptizing me. Baptized here by Bishop Rowe.
Do you have an Indian name?
No.
What was your mother's name?
Sarah Juniby.
Do you remember she had an Indian name?
Not that I know.
And what about your grandmother's name? Do you remember that?
Oh, all I know is they call him Yo. I not and she not told sick. They son, I get sick to who it's in that. And the chair when they run up to not eat the gun. Then on with her hijab, dying that with her hijab, trigger do that, get hit duck. As they son, her hit the gun. As a chill has deep taken hot jets and jilt turning, as a tattoo at the whole sick as it's a shooted sick, sin shoe at the whole end and shoe high on the whole crying. I guess I did get the back on zones and honey. They say, don't I joke at Jacinity, they hina he jack. I get sick, I get sick. She hae in a kind of hot dozen. Ni un, not say knock, not say sick, not say, young. Na kai in yam that kai na tri jacknes that yo duty no sign that na tri the grana jay son that it hot in that dang that na na kai son nam do that na tri jackson jay son ji son on te te be te te on that na tri jackson jay it son Betsy Trahitak. It's an until you need to do data. Now he jacked. Some son out say he says that she cannot hide in that. He says, Nahitak. I say, son, I'm dead sick. Nink, I'm dead sick. Hi, dead sick now. Nink, Nink, done, I'm crying, get on the tea and catch it sick now. He jacked. She kahe sent her na he sent her na. Just yeah, and sent.
anything.
You have to press it way down and then put this way over.
Really large hole on coin boot hole, that's the seven. Two finger add to it. Eight is me, it's done. After you pass five, you're double. Nick, that's done the minute, that's 2 times 4, see? 9 is, that's all in favorite, huh? One finger down out of both fingers, both hands. And 10 is Nick, that's done. That's a minute, 2 times 5. From there on, you start to count, add one to it, see, like this, get done. This, get done, I'm say that's mean 10 and 1, see. And then from there on, 10 and 2. And you get to 20.
Just keep coming down to walk around.
This, get done, you know, and then you get to 20. Now, kind of 10, you know, that's mean 20, that's 2. Number 2 mark like this. I start in like that one day and she mark it down. As fast as I talk, she just writing it down. Then she want to know what they call the month. The new moon coming, you know. As they go, when that moon come up, they name that month, see? They name by what they... Well, then... I start from January, they call that big moon, you know? And they call Indian name... Indian call big moon a fat soul, you know? So, that's all, that's mean the big moon, and next February they call it a sharp wind. You get February, you get sharp cold, you know. It's all over like that, you can feel. They call that month. And March they call it Yidye, that's man month. Because the sun come up and cold and mix up, you change color on your face, is that color? In April they call that a chair. What's a chair? Some hawk, they come in from the lower state that time of year. Those the ones that fly way up, you see they just never move. Once in a while they go like that, just go like that sail. That's they call that a half month, you know. And May, that's a sign, rest, sign mean dog. Now, like the old people, they train dog to hunt moose.
That's
the mentor,
huh?
Uh-huh. You go? Yeah, you remember around, even around here, the sun is so hot and it's cold night, it cries, the dog can go anywhere. And the moose are helpless and they stop the moose right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call dog month. In June, that means all the ducks and birds, they lay eggs. See? They all go by the moon. They see moon and they know what month it is. And July, that's fish. A king salmon month. It's called king salmon. Two. And then August, they call that Saga, that's meant dog salmon. They've got dog salmon, got a long name in your language.
Mm-hmm.
But in my language, it's Fay. In September, that's to do, that's meant moose month. the Moose's maiden dance. In October, it Minchun, Dranan, that's Old Bull Moose Month. They catch the more Old Bull Moose wandering around, they say, anywhere. And that's October, and November, that's a sheep beer, that's a sheep month. In December, they call that small, little moon month. That's but Judy, as I tell her, good boy, she just go like this. Sometimes she sit there and talk. About four hours, one thing. That's a lot to go through when you go through.
How about the monster?
What about celebrations? Did you have, like we have Christmas? Did you have any, were there any special potlatches or native celebrations?
Oh, yeah, they do that too. At them day they had, how they do it, that if I could get enough boys, I can train them and start that from New Year, you know. Mrs. Hansen saw that when she was here. Maybe she told you about it. We start in from village. We give them notice from, but they will prepare for that too. We start from one house and we have something like Eskimo blanket tie. We use that for donations.
Then they have moose skin.
That's a New Year
that's
night.
Like sleeping bag for the bargain, inside the bargain.
So we celebrate, we start in that way and we play all day. Like, boy, we put in a good day. And we get a lot of stuff to cook up, dry meat, all kinds of berries, then we eat them.
Was that at New Year's time?
New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. We start in sometime around daybreak, and right into dark, we keep that up till we get enough. Oh, we got one old-timer, old Andrew, he knew just about what takes place. Just like that, that Richard Frank, he said he got one old-timer that he hard to talk to. He knew what's going to come in, that's the kind of old man we have here. He can settle down any argument without no trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He's from way back. He often told me he got a this between his thumb and finger, that was just warding. That he raised up with bow and arrow, and he said, that's where that war is. He just got a kind of a hole through here, like. But that's the guy I got stories from a lot of times, from you way back.
Mm-hmm.
But the story he tell us, you can't bop only one. Remember, if I helped him along, you know,
mm-hmm.
and talk back and forth, he used to tell me, go along with him and tell him about the old days. And in that New Year, that's the biggest day we have.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we play, and then after we get done eating in the evening, they all started Red River Gist.
Mm-hmm.
All through night.
How long ago did they do that celebration?
Well, Mrs. Hansen was teaching school. They were doing it that time,
mm-hmm.
Dancing all night, mostly all time.
Do they do that same celebration in other villages, too, or is that just in Eagle?
Everywhere, what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
When was it there? You probably read it there. Two old women start up in the kitchen. 2 years ago, New Year morning, with singer Clyde, they got the bug in case or something, they start up, make big potlatch out of it.
That'd be kind of fun to do that yet, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
I got a train. We sing a song with it.
All kinds of
songs. While we had work that up and down, and we sing with her. What do we call for something? And we kept that up all day long. And we kept, I belong to one of the. They pick out about six of us to do that. And the older people follow up and they keep on asking. They don't give us nothing. It gets kind of funny. We sit up, we go in right in the house, you know, upset everything. Nobody get mad. But boy, we used to make good party out of that, I remember. Everybody happy too. And then during the night, they all danced Red River Jig.
Red River Jig, that's white man's dance, isn't it?
No, it's the Native
dance. Is that an Indian dance?
He danced Red River Jig.
Yeah.
Anyway, ever since I was a kid, they used to do that. They look forward for that New Year night. But it's just like, well, there was needy family too. This old man there I talk about, he had all that planned out for us, that he knew were certain people, but a lot of dry meat or certain fish, dry fish like that, and stuff, blueberry, he tells us to ask for it. He usually go ahead of us, to go in there. They donate lots, and then we give it to a lot of leftover, give it to some family that need it pretty bad, you know? It's really, really give out. It was a real good party we had.
What was the occasion when they used to come from Ketchum Stock and all over when they used to come here? Was that just potlatches?
Yeah, somebody died. Like they still do that.
That's when somebody died, if they come from a long way.
I was in three potlatches in my day. One at Moose High, one here, and one at Ketchum Stock.
Where was I? Hang on, hang on.
Moose High, you were smaller. You was big enough, you remember good.
Were those potlatches for someone's death, you mean, or were they?
I think so. I don't know what they had. Big blowout.
They give out a lot of stuff.
You should go talk sometimes like that. They send out a word, you know. Boy, they claim that Andrew Isaac, if he take over, you know, that's when they was to go. They said, that's going to be a big potlatch. He's well known that. I'll bet them little people along there, Copper Center, all them place Northway, they prepare for that now.
is he still living or did he die?
He's still living.
Is he an Eagle?
No, he's Dodd Lake, I think, where he's home.
Andrew Isaac?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a lay reader, isn't he?
No, he's a chief.
he's a chief there, then.
He's actually the traditional chief,
I think.
Yeah,
that's right. Traditional
chief. Yeah, I read that part. He was with this Richard Frank quite a bit. I guess they went to
Washington, D.C.
And New Year night, when I talk about it, we take off about half hour off and we get together and all dressed up and we had war dance too. Well, we had good time.
War dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, real war dance?
Indian war dance.
Yeah.
A feather all around our head. And we got clothes with, like shirt like this. My mother used to decorate it all from here like this. Mm-hmm. And around the edge there, we put that on. A pants all the way down.
Yeah.
One guy with a drum and was singing. That old guy that I mentioned a while ago, he was leading us all the time. He's all around with that kind of game.
Can you remember any times when there were real wars between the Indian groups? No. That was a lot.
the last war we hear, that was on that my grandmother Kate, I told him, she said, I used to like to listen to them stories. I used to go there and pack ice for her, you know. She won't sleep in bed. She sleep in a corner like this on the floor. Mostly old people like that. So I'd be sat down there and we'd ask her to tell a story like Harry and me. She said she was about, she mentioned something like, oh, maybe Marlene, I guess. She said she's smart. She was playing outdoors when they started. I'm going to get Bob at that story real good, and I bring that up, and then we both talk her back and talk back and forth and interpretate it. After we did that, maybe one of them, him can interpretate, then you get that story. Mm-hmm.